This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Make it on your own, but we don't have to grow.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Where's the Irish music? I thought we were having a whole series of Irish tunes.
I thought we were avoiding that today.
Well, you know me, I blow hot and cold on something.
All right, here you go.
And I was thinking that we are a little. A little Irish.
Your
Irish on, yes.
Can't you even pretend not to celebrate today. Come on.
Are you wearing something green at this moment, Jennifer?
Well, I have, it's a loaded question.
Is it?
I have a shirt on that is sort of like a blue-green, so... Yes and no.
A blue-green Irish shirt. All right, how about you? That green dress that I saw you in that day, Victoria.
The blue dress?
The green. That's a greenish blue dress.
That one that you never take off. You know, the one you always wear?
Right. The royal blue dress that Doug thinks is green. Yes, I'm wearing it right now, actually.
Good for you. Congratulations. Let's have a wonderful, memorable day. I'm Doug Steffen presenting the DJ Veers. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan celebrating, St. Patrick's Day. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. This is a legend on St. Patrick's Day is that this Catholic missionary found a three-leaf clover and used it to explain the Holy Trinity, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, by the way, is feminine, in case you didn't know that. Did you know that the Holy Spirit is feminine? How many of you learned that when you went to catechism or Sunday school?
So we have
the Father, which represents obviously masculinity. Holy Spirit is the mother, and then the Son. So
it's fun because it goes the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So really?
Yeah. Why is it that it's not the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son?
Right.
It doesn't flow well grammatically, but otherwise it's the reality.
Well, Jesus obviously had better PR than the Holy Spirit did because I didn't know she was feminine.
St. Patrick wasn't even Irish. I mean, you look at all of these things that come about.
He was Polish, wasn't he?
Legend. Yeah, he was a Polander. Polak, whatever you want to call him. Polish person.
A Polander? Like Outlander?
Right. Patrick, he was known, by the way, far and wide at that time as Patrick the Polander. You didn't know that, Jennifer?
Do you know how many Polanders it takes to drive the snakes out of Ireland?
Right. No, well, let's hear. One. Volunteer.
That was the joke. See, the joke was there was a joke. There's no punchline, really.
Right. The joke wasn't as funny as the one Adele told when the lights went out the other day, but you really had to think about that one. Okay, and we're not going to repeat it because when you do think about it, you think, huh?
I still am scratching my head. I don't get it.
Your original interpretation was correct. I don't remember who it was that originally interpreted it right, but whatever
it
was.
It must have been Jen. Jen will have to tell me during a commercial then.
I don't even remember. Is that bad? Seriously, I've been so off this week. I don't know about you
guys.
Really?
How are you doing now?
Daylight savings time has kicked my rear end.
Really? I just listened to Victoria talk about that, too.
That's why we started talking about it. I've just felt, like, off all week long.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't even remember
Adele's joke.
For me.
Something about a blonde...
Yeah, it turned out to be
bad,
blonde and upside down.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so how does one become so lost? And maybe what you've just explained, Jennifer and Victoria, maybe this is the key to answering the question. This Texas teenage girl who was pregnant was taking pictures, selfies, on the railroad tracks and didn't hear the train coming. Mm-hmm. Blasting away on its horn, pays no attention to it, train runs over and killed her. How do you get to be that absent from... I was thinking yesterday you saw that picture, I think we posted a couple of different places of my grandson and I on the train, and him wanting to do something, and there was a look on my face that Megan captured that actually, I think Victoria said was really cute, Miles didn't want to get off the train.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm thinking about as I'm off and on, I hadn't been on this particular train. We looked, actually, Jennifer, about coming over to you, but the way the system works, you got to go downtown and out again. It would have taken us like 2.5 hours. But at some point, we'll take the train out there and Miles can come see you. Yeah. Anyway, you look at the tracks, how they, you know, you see and you can hear, standing on the platform, you hear the train coming. Whether it's a train, this is light rail that goes all over Los Angeles County, but there are regular trains that go up and down the coast. There's freight trains, and they make a lot of noise. How do you get yourself onto the track and not pay attention to that?
I mean, that sounds to me like that was deliberate, because you would hear the train.
Tried to kill herself? You mean that she...
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Well, she wasn't taking selfies. She was doing a photo shoot to try and launch a modeling career. And I guess what happened is... Yeah. And I still don't understand why you would do that on train tracks. I don't know. Not the best advice. But I guess it was the intersection of two trains, and she was waiting for one to go by, so maybe she didn't realize another one was coming.
Oh,
once again, advising...
Out
don't,
in the other direction?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Don't stand on train tracks seems like the solution. Yeah, an easy solution to the problem.
Yeah, duh. All right, I want to say hi to a couple of...
I don't know how that doesn't get drilled into people's heads, though.
How? Don't go on the tracks.
Right, not to stand on train tracks.
A lot of people don't have much common sense. Look around you. Look at the world that we're in right now, and you tell me that everybody has an equal coefficient of common sense? New. There's a real distinct lack of common sense in people.
I mean, last night here in New York City, where I am, there was a 911 emergency medical call somewhere in northern Manhattan, up maybe Washington Heights area, and the EMTs they jumped out of the ambulance to help someone, and some dumb, I'm not going to say the word, but some idiot jumped in the ambulance and stole it and couldn't drive it and ran over the female EMT, and she was killed last night. I mean, that's how stupid people are. Like, are you joyriding in an ambulance? Or are you trying to steal the ambulance?
You know what it is?
Drug money?
It's the focus on yourself above all others.
It's crazy.
The id, the ego, the people who are taught that they... And we are in our own lives. There's no question that we are the most important. But how do you gauge that against other people? How do you put your own desires, whatever they are, ahead of everybody else, when there are going to be consequences of your actions, and not see what the consequences are? How do you become so lost in yourself that you pull something like that, or you do the train track thing?
Right.
It is.
I don't know. Maybe.
Amazing.
I mean, I was raised to not believe that I'm the most important thing on the planet. You know, maybe it's the way people are being raised. I don't know. It's just, it's... I mean, I don't know. It's a head scratcher.
I don't even remember that being an issue when I was a kid. I took care of myself. I was by myself, and I never paid attention. I didn't pay attention to others, and they didn't pay attention to me. I was just kind of there as I was growing up and developing whatever sense of self I had. But now it's this, the helicopter generation, and everything you do is important, and you all are prize winners when you get through. You know, you see these stickers in the back of the car. I'm a proud parent of an A student at Mafuski Junior High School. Who gives a rat's ass?
I love Mafuski. It's my favorite school. Yeah.
Good for you. All right, this is something else you're going to love. We're back on in Palm Springs this morning. Say hi to everybody in Palm Springs. Been on a long time.
Hi, Palm Springs. I'm so jealous of your weather. I love you.
Yes, very nice.
Oh, that's a big deal. We've been on Palm Springs for ages and ages. So
I was one of the original...
Can we do a live broadcast from Palm Springs? I vote for that.
<That's good. laughs> I have
done
it before.
It's really cold in New York City.
I remember, I bet you 20 years ago or more, doing a broadcast from the studios. It was called KPSI at that point. It's now KKGX. I remember being in the studio and people coming from town. This was like at 3 o'clock in the morning. And people came in to see what we were doing and what was going on. And that was when I was by myself, before Jennifer even came in. So, anyway, I wanted to acknowledge the fact that they were back with us again. It's very nice to have you there. We're also back in the focus in McAllen, the Brownsville, Texas area. I think we have a new station somewhere in New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. And just generally speaking, there's a revival of, is interest the right word? I'm not sure what the right word is. But there's a revival of interest, or maybe a retuning of interest when it comes to conversation about things. I was just doing a promo for a radio station. What do they call it? Is that radio station, Kara? Do you remember? It was 10
WLYL.
Yeah. And so I do a lot of that stuff. We all talk about the stations in between the breaks. It's just neat to have people realize that there are other things, excuse me, in the world beside politics. Even though, as I look at the list this week, the charts from Talkers Magazine, let's see, March Madness is at number 10. The Snoop Dogg video. Has anybody participated in one of these, what do they call it? The March Madness?
Brackets?
Brackets, yeah.
No, I have not. No. I kind of wanted to this year. I knew nothing about college basketball, like nothing.
Well, to me, it seems to me the interest has waned. Is that just me because I'm not paying attention to it?
I think there's still a lot of interest in it.
Right. It bothers me just because it seems like it goes on forever and I'm not a basketball fan. So I'm with you, Doug. I would like to believe that interest is waning, but it isn't.
Well, plus the fact that the players are objectified and this is back to the egos and, you know, you're teaching people and these people are college students that are paying attention to their college classes at the end of the school year. Now, they're all playing basketball. And many of their faults in terms of their academic achievements are overlooked because they're good basketball players. The same thing we've said about football players, and that's not the most important thing about going to school. At number 9, the Snoop Dogg video. Anybody, the scene behind the scene with that and the back and forth with him and Donald Trump?
Well, I think he probably, it's probably a brilliant move on Snoop's part because while we talk about Snoop in terms of working with Martha Stewart now, he's sort of lost his street edge, I think. Everybody thinks he's kind of like a domesticated dog at the moment. So he puts out this video in which he's insinuating that you need to shoot the president, and all of a sudden he's back in the spotlight. He looks like he's tough again. I don't know. I mean, do I think it's appropriate? No. Do I think people would go nuts if it were another president? Yes. I don't know.
Yeah. People are going nuts, though. I mean,
People
are really upset about this. I mean, this has been trending on Twitter for like 3 days. So
as upset as they are about the suggested budget cuts, which are kind of interesting. That's number 2 on the countdown this week. Let me just go through just for reference, and then we'll talk about it during the course of the day. The elections, I don't even begin to understand why the Dutch elections are number 8, but that's...
because people were looking at it.
Dutch elections? What?
Yeah, well, the Netherlands, they voted. And it's they were looking at Brexit. Then they looked at Trump winning, and there was a candidate running who was an anti-Muslim candidate, and so he ended up losing, and the incumbent won, and so I guess that's why people were looking at it.
The Trump tax returns, much ado about nothing. It sure hasn't done Rachel Maddow any good. Although that day, her normal audience about 3 million and the audience went up to about 4 million. But then she stumbled and fell because really...
There was nothing there. Yeah. Or nothing bad. I mean,
brought to you by nobody who has nothing to say about anything. Anyway.
Yeah.
The continuing puffery from Kim Jong-un is number 6.
Has he poisoned another relative yet?
Yeah, it must have.
No, he just wants to blow up the West Coast. But, you know, NBD, it's fine.
Yeah, no big deal. Wiretapping, speaking of no big deal, this thing has taken on a life of its own, and it's such nonsense. Number 5 is the wiretap accusations. Number 4, the health care plan. Very interesting to see how that's shaping up and what will happen in votes, committees, and stuff. The interest rate hike going up hasn't affected the economy. As a matter of fact, I saw some pretty interesting results on Wall Street yesterday with the market up again. The budget cuts, that will fuel increases in spending in certain areas, and so the market will be up again today as a result of the budget cut announcements late yesterday. And the travel order, that's number 1. All right, so there they are, items of interest that we'll be talking about and you'll hear lots about through the day today on various programs and over the weekend, including our official Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is aired on many of these same stations, 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Relativity, the world of music and artists that are being affected by the Trump border ban. Everything is Trump, 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 Trump. I try to not make that the case, but I found this really pretty amusing. At least 7 artists who were supposed to perform at South by Southwest have been turned away at the border, including Soviet Soviet, the people singing the song Rainbow in the background. The artists include Massive Scar Era and Yusuf Kamal, among the others. Members of this group, Soviet Soviet, arrested at the Seattle-Tacoma airport yesterday. They're in jail cells, and then they were deported, supposedly going back to Italy today. Or this happened yesterday. I guess this happened yesterday. Now, most of the artists who come into the country who are going to tour and perform have to have a P1 visa. If you're going to perform at a free event like South by Southwest, you're okay or have been in the past with a B1 visa. But now the customs and border people are requiring everybody who wants to come in and perform to have a P1. This may sound like a little bit into the weeds, but I find more interesting here I've never been to South by Southwest. I'd like to go and see some group that we all knew. But here's, let's see if we can find a couple of different examples. Shireen Amer of Massive Scar Era shared her experience yesterday. Despite her visa meeting legal regulations, she was banned from playing at South by Southwest. She's a Canadian permanent resident, born in Egypt, has played the festival twice before under the B1 visa. She was worried about questioning at customs due to her ethnic background. She was not expecting to be turned away. The officer said, "I don't mind you playing your shows. I mind you playing South by Southwest under a B1 visa." When he said that the festivals were being used as protests, I knew this was because of my skin color, my accent, my background. It had nothing to do with the visa. She said, "This is brutal." She says one of her bandmates who had First Nation status was also denied at the border. He says despite having his Canadian identification card, he was asked to show a DNA test by the customs officer.
That's insane. Who walks around with a DNA test? And you're supposed to have a DNA test to prove that you're First Nation or Native American? Like, what? As opposed to Muslim? I mean, this is getting out of control. This really is. Like, this
I don't
is,
know
this
if
is,
I would say it's out of control. I found the
You don't think
the
that that's out of control? Wow. I mean, that's insane to ask someone for a DNA test at the border?
I think that we have are individuals who are acting
not
on
Nazi
their own
Germany. I mean, this is crazy.
Without, okay, all right. I got the fact that you're upset about it. I think that what's going on is that without orchestration or without any really direct advice or anybody proposing a set of regulations, what these people are doing, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, is just throwing stuff against the wall and say, okay, check this out, without any real directives. I can't imagine that anybody would be stupid enough in the hierarchy, I'm hoping that's the case, that they would say you must produce a DNA test at the border for anybody coming from anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, where would this customs officer get that from then?
I think some of these guys have gone rogue, just like a lot of other people have gone rogue. They're using the Trump thing as an excuse for them to take their flat-footed presence
to act like weirdos. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's no directive coming from anybody that says you got to have a DNA test or any of this other stuff. I understand the P1 and the B1 stuff. But I think they're just looking for ways.
Yeah, visas are a little different
to mess with
than
people.
Yeah, than DNA.
Right. But what more interesting is the name of these groups and where they're coming from and who would want to hear Soviet anyway. Whoever heard of
them?
That's
not the point. I mean,
by the way, I do carry my DNA
fan
with me.
Oh, good for you, John.
I did. My 23andMe app is in my phone, so just FYI if you need to see it. Yes.
Oh.
I am not an Indian, however. I'm sorry.
We're working on my DNA. Actually, I gave Meredith that ancestor thing for the DNA for Christmas. She said you can do it for me, but I haven't got it. But it would be interesting to see what your DNA brings up. But
it's fun. I'm surprised you haven't done it yet. It seems right up your alley.
All right, 28 past the hour here.
Humor and emotions. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughing is contagious, and that's a great thing, because laughter, as the saying goes, is the best medicine. The reason laughter is so good for us is that we are beings built on balance, and too much seriousness or too much stress or too much melancholy or too much of anything without a break for laughter is just too much. Laughter helps us release endorphins, and endorphins literally help us feel better. So if you find that you're taking your life or yourself a little too seriously, step back and make it a priority to laugh. Hey, even just watching someone laugh will do the trick. So if you can, watch videos of others laughing, bloopers, or any other lighthearted reels that can help you take the very important time to laugh. You might just be surprised to know that humor can in fact help all your other emotions as well. For a mix of depth and lighthearted fun, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen,
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Well, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
Yeah, but you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now, give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Let's see what we can do about making your day better. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the wonderful DJV experience, the discussion we're just having about people getting into this country for South by Southwest. It brings me around to something else that has some enjoyable pieces to it, even though there are people that look at the suggested budget cuts who've gone bananas, and I'm not aiming here to get any one of my colleagues into the no zone or the ozone. But there are some things in the suggested. There are three pages which you've probably seen now. They've been published everywhere. Have you all seen them? Victoria, you've seen them, and Jennifer, you've seen the proposed
budget. Yes.
Budget cuts.
I haven't read through three pages of it, but I've seen some of the programs that would be cut. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth on some of them, and I'm going to suggest that it's high time that some exercise like this takes place, even though it's one-sided or it has been one-sided on either, because everything seems to be one-sided these days. Hopefully you won't think that our approach to this is one-sided. We all have our points of view. We all think some things are right and some things are wrong. But I will tell you that the exercise itself is extraordinarily worthwhile, because who knew there was an African Development Foundation that had federal money investing in African-owned enterprise. I didn't think it was a good idea. I just am interested to know that it's there. Who knew there was the Appalachian Regional Commission that works to try to help people in the area of the country that's probably fundamentally the poorest or one of the poorest parts of our country. And the reason they are is because the federal government has deemed the soft coal that comes out of the ground there that has been responsible for the entire economy of these areas. The federal government on one side says, we don't want you to use that black, horrible soft coal. So the business is way down. These people are poor. So then they put a lot of money into helping to support the people who are working in that industry, where they could sell the soft coal to the Chinese and be happy to burn it. You know, even though it's bad for the environment, for the whole world, it still is sort of interesting to see how the two things play against one another. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm so happy to see this on the cut list. I'm so fed up with these people, and it goes back to my experience with them, I don't know, 17, 18, maybe 19 years ago, when I had an idea for a program to go on a PBS network, and I went to meet with the head of PBS at the time, and he told me I wasn't a member of the club, and therefore I would get no support, and not to bother to try to, don't come back again, basically is what he told me. And so from that point to this, whenever I see these things that come up before Congress to eliminate funding, federal funding, not to eliminate public broadcasting performs a superbly important purpose. They have their begathons. They sell advertising and mask it as support for these stations comes from. They can do all the same things that we do as commercial broadcasters. They can cut their budget because I remember when this fellow who ran public radio said, well, tell me about your staff. Before he told me I wasn't a member of the club, I told him how we could run this program in a way. I was an efficient professional broadcaster. I've been producing programs for a long time, and I know how to do it. And here's the staff. And he says, oh, no, you've got to have this person and that person, other people. We don't do it that way here. No, they don't. Listen to the end of any PBS broadcast, especially weekend stuff, and listen to all the producers, all the directors, all of the announcers. They go through a staff of dozens of people. And part of that money, part of their bravado in doing that comes from support that the taxpayer comes up with for them to, you know, fill up their coffers with extraneous people that they don't need. Run it as a business. It's very vital. It's very important, but it doesn't need our funding. And then you look through at some of these other things that are in here. One of them, the Northern Border Regional Commission, which is a pure political play by the politicians in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York. These northern areas that have poor economic conditions because of competition from the Canadians as much as anything else. But you know as well as I do, that was all put together years and years and years ago to deal with the stresses of some of these counties that are poor. And so it's still in existence, for God's sakes. They're hacking away at the climate change initiatives, and there's probably good and bad to that. But anyway, you look through this list and you see all these things. I just brought out some of my pet peeves. The Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars. Do you know what an unbelievable waste of money that is? It does research, supposedly, on international affairs. This is one of those bloated agencies that once it got started, it never has been reviewed and stays there and gets budget increases every year. So that's why I think this whole exercise is so... It's a breath of fresh air that blows over Washington so that we can see all of the things. Do I agree with the Trump budget to increase the Pentagon spending by 10%? Absolutely not.
I thought that was one of his things that he was trying to eliminate, that
well,
the Pentagon had
he's
this,
trying
like,
to eliminate waste, fraud, corruption, and
there.
Abuse. They're trying to get at the waste there, and so they haven't really done a good job of explaining.
Yeah, why are they adding more to it then?
Well, they're adding. That's the question that needs to be answered. Are you adding it from, you say you take it from other things that don't, aren't necessary. What about the examination? This has to be part of the public debate. And because of so many people on the radio and television being shills for these guys, they don't bring up the right question. The question is, what are you going to do about the $240 billion of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Pentagon budget? What are you going to do about it? Mm-hmm. But they also.
I mean, I agree with you. I think that it's important to have fresh eyes take a look at all of these types of agencies. I totally agree with that because there's so much out there. That, you know, you would need to dedicate a committee every year to just sit and go through. I mean, can you imagine the paperwork that's involved in all this stuff? I totally agree with that. There are certain cuts, though, in this that are going to, I mean, I don't know if people realize it, but this could be really bad, and I hope that they roll back on, like, Meals on Wheels and, rent assistance for low-income and single mothers in like, Detroit. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in here that's not good. It's good to look at it.
Yeah, but it's not just rolling back on Meals on Wheels. That seems to be one of the scare tactics that are being used.
Yeah.
But they're trying to repeat. They're trying to roll it back so that the federal government isn't in charge of it and that it goes to the states. And I think that's perfectly appropriate. I mean, it is so hard. If the federal government does not know the needs of people in New York or the people in Louisiana or the people in California, and if they empower the states and if they're there to support the states to implement those types of programs, that's where that kind of stuff needs to be coming from. The federal government just gets in the way and it gets overinflated. What I think is so shocking is that Trump's increase to the military budget, most people agree, well, at least people, I guess, on the right agree that we need it. But have you heard John McCain lately?
No. What did he say?
He thinks it's not enough. John McCain thinks that it needs to be, like, I think 3 or 4 times more than what Trump's proposing.
This is not crazy,
but can I just ask, like, what's the military missing? I mean, like, what are they? I mean,
nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's what I don't understand. I mean, of course, I want our military to have every possible resource and every latest equipment. I want them to be completely as safe as possible. But I don't understand what are they currently missing.
You know what's one of the things that's going on here that is one of these dark. This is another one of these dark secrets that it's great that Trump is along because we're digging around in these things and seeing how much money we've spent. Do you know how much money is in the budget to defend the military against suits like this, the nude photo scandal with women in the military? How much money that's going to cost the taxpayer because this Marine did something stupid, juvenile, sharing all these photos? The government gets sued, and the government pays. So we've got these kinds of things that are all over the place, and people say, well, women don't belong in the military. Stick it. Women do belong in the military. Women belong wherever they want to be and can contribute. So these Neanderthals, these immature three-year-old minds that have a small mind and a small you-know-what-else, they are all about, isn't this exciting? Look at this nude woman. We're going to post her all over the place. Well, it turns out that some of these things are inappropriate and extraordinarily inappropriate. What is having pictures of women in the military got to do with the front line of defense in our country? Nothing. And so, you know, I said to Victoria a few minutes ago, you sounded angry about the stuff with the DNA, and she was and is, and I'm angry about this. I don't see any excuse. These people should pay these. When you get sued for doing something stupid, it ought not to come out of my pocket and your pocket because this guy's a clown. He should pay. And whatever scandals there are that are as a result of these naked pictures, the Marine Corps doesn't have. The Marine Corps doesn't tell this guy to do the nude photos and pass them around. He does it on his own because he's an idiot.
Right.
So why are you and I, the taxpayer, paying for? And there's, you look at the budgets for, especially in the service elements, there are millions and millions of dollars set aside for suits for this kind of stuff. For
that's,
now they don't call
crazy.
It suits, but they call it legal affairs.
I mean, when you sue someone, you can, you know, name any crazy amount, dollar amount,
you
and you can name in as many people as you want. I get all that. But in what way, though, if it went to court, how are the Marines actually culpable for this?
Like, they aren't.
But, I mean, if it goes to court,
but that's where the money is.
A judge say, okay, the Marines are actually not responsible. This is one person's actions.
No. Look at the judges and how they've responded to things like Trump actually did a pretty good job. I think it was yesterday, the day before, reading from the law. And I think it was yesterday, wasn't it, Jennifer, when he went to that town meeting in Nashville or wherever it was?
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
He read the chapter and verse of the law that says, basically, he can do what he did. And yet these judges keep saying, no, you can't do it. What's the basis for their ruling?
Do
they're
what
angry
did,
at him?
Meaning what?
The executive order.
The executive order.
Which one?
Yeah.
Travel ban.
The travel ban. He has every authority to do that.
Right.
And he read it. I was convinced by listening to him read the chapter and verse. So where do these clowns in Hawaii or
wherever
they are?
Well, I can tell you. I just actually did some research on that judge.
Yeah.
He went to law school with Obama. He was appointed by Obama. I mean, here's the thing. The judicial system, just like everything else, has become politicized.
Yep.
And there's division. I mean, it's the thing that everybody's trying to say is that this travel ban was made because he's got a hate on against a certain religion or a certain creed. And it's not written in a way that says Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, black, yellow, orange people can't come into this country. What he's saying is it's geographically based. It's geographic regions. But people have gone nuts because everybody wants to stop the other guy up. And instead of... The thing that's got me so frustrated this week is that, well, and believe me, the Republicans are just as guilty as the Democrats.
Yes, they are.
With this health care bill, where we know that Obamacare is going to implode after a year or so, and that everybody's premiums are going up and it won't even exist, which will spell so much trouble for our economy. If the Republicans are trying to put a Band-Aid on it, but they can't get any Democratic support, so they can't make it perfect. So they're pushing through something that's not going to be all that great for anybody.
No, it's silly.
What happened to the people that vote, like the American people who are sick, who don't care if the Republicans and the Democrats are fighting, who don't care what letter someone has by their name when they vote, that just want to not pay a bazillion dollars for health care? It makes you kind of ill after you start watching it for a while, because the American people get it in the shorts every single time. All we do is we just pay, and these guys are in there on Fox News, on CNN, on MSNBC, tearing each other to shreds, and we're watching it like a bunch of idiots watching gladiators perform. And instead, what are we doing? Writing checks for $700, $800, $900 a month for health insurance. It's so ridiculous.
So here's the turnaround or the spin on that, Victoria and Jennifer.
Jennifer, that's me. Hi.
Well, I did. I said Jennifer.
We worked together 11 years.
Well, I'm formulating my answer in my mind here as to what you're saying and how it is so relevant. What they don't tell you, they say, if this thing is adopted, 21 million people are going to lose health insurance. Okay. What isn't said is that if you stay with the plan as it is now, 21 million are going to lose their insurance because
no
they won't be able to pay.
Have it.
They can't pay the premium.
Yeah, this has to be fixed.
Right.
And if you think that this stuff is not calculated, you look at it, this thing blew up 7 years, right when Obama's supposed to come out of office. So that, I mean, it's just, the way that it's all calculated is just nuts. Ugh.
Mm. All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
No, I know, but it makes me sad for us. I don't care about them.
That's
so
what I'm
much.
Saying. All of this
I'm
stuff is
us.
Good. Yeah, the things that we're doing, we're reviewing things that need to be reviewed.
Right.
We may
Can
not
I just say really quickly, I think this would all be very different if all of Congress needed to be on the Obamacare plan.
Yeah, you're right.
They'd have a different attitude about it.
Absolutely. 100% right on that one, Victoria. 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Past the hour, time now for us to go through the top five items from the world of technology, the five hits, the hot hits in technology news this past week. Victoria Keelan here to do that. I'll be the big voiced guy. Number five of the top five is...
Well, if you're bored of dating apps that help you bond with potential dates over things that you hate, like the hater app that we've talked about over the last few weeks, there's a new dating app called Lime, L-I-M-E. I don't know why it's called that. It's a weird name. But it helps you find that special someone whose sedentary lifestyle matches your own. Basically, it's a dating app for couch potatoes. Lime is the first dating app that actually matches you with someone using your data from your iOS health app on your iPhone. So your iPhone can track how many steps you take every day, how active you are, and then if you take, say, 1,500 steps a day, as opposed to someone who's super active who takes 10,000 steps a day, it wouldn't match you up with someone like that. It will match you with someone who has a similar amount of exercise as you. On the flip side of that, if you do take 10,000 steps a day and you're a very active person, and you go to the gym twice a day, it will only match you up with people who meet that same criteria. So it's a free app, and once you find someone that matches your lifestyle, if you're interested, you do the usual swipe right thing. And if it's a match, then you can start things off by sending, you can do a go request. You can meet up, you can go for coffee, or you can grab a bite. And if you're not ready to leave the couch, you can also start an old-fashioned chat.
There you go. All right, that's number five. Number four this week in the top five of the technology items that really has made it big.
Well, for people who do take those 10,000 steps a day, Nike has a new high-tech running shoe, and they hope this spring that they'll witness and sponsor a feat of human athleticism that a lot of people thought was impossible. That's the two-hour marathon. It's a goal that runners and scientists have been working towards for years now, and 3 years of research and development, Nike finally believes that they have the answer with this shoe. And it's a Zoom Vaporfly Elite is the name of the running shoe, and they say it makes any runner, regardless of your skill level, 4% faster. So they say that it's got all kinds of high-tech things in it. It has an inch-thick foam sole that's inlaid with a carbon fiber plate that actually helps spring the runner forward with every step. So they're going to test it out on a few marathon runners this spring, and we'll see if it actually works. And it hits the marketplace for the regular runners of the world in June.
All right. There you go. It's very exciting. Spring ahead, as it were.
Yes.
Number three on our list in the countdown of the top five items from technology this week.
Well, there's a new study this week that warns us to scale back on our selfies. And the reason that they say you should scale back on your selfie taking is because it has a negative impact on romantic relationships. The study surveyed 305 Chilean adults, which sounds very specific, but they followed them over a two-year period and tracked all of their social media interaction and how it affected their relationship. And they found that selfies are bad for romance because the level of jealousy between romantic partners increased with the amount of selfies that were posted on social media sites. So I guess if someone looked a little too sexy in their selfie, then their partner would become jealous by that. And apparently, and this is not surprising, that a lot of conversations and arguments that are happening in relationships now are related to social media devices, the amount of time people spend, you know, in front of a screen. These are things that couples therapists are reporting have become very prevalent in American relationships. So
selfies,
not great. Twitter got hacked this week, and some high-profile accounts were compromised and then started displaying swastikas, which was very weird for a lot of people who follow things like BBC and Amnesty International and the European Parliament. I mean, really big, well-known accounts were compromised. And the way that it was hacked, people got in through third-party apps, and so this is a good lesson for everyone who uses Twitter. Go to your settings and privacy and make sure that the third-party apps that you have given permission to access your Twitter account are still accounts that you actually use, like Instagram, TwitPic, which is no longer in existence, things like that, photo-sharing apps. You want to make sure that you know who actually has access to your Twitter account, which is super important.
All right, and number one this week,
Facebook says law enforcement can't use data for surveillance. Facebook updated its U.S. Privacy policies. Now, this does not happen around the world. This is just in the U.S. But they're saying that they're not going to be handing over any information to let the government spy on you because it negatively affected minorities.
Well, I would think that it might, in fact. All right,
yeah.
So there it is. The top five items from our list of technical conversations this past week. And there is no more time for us to discuss any of this stuff because 59 past the hour.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.